For decades, Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center and Twin Cities Community Hospital have been here for the community in times of calm and crisis. We're working around the clock to play an important role in assisting in COVID-19 treatment and management. We're going to learn about that today with Mark Lisa, the Chief Executive Officer of Tenet Health Central Coast. This is Healthy Conversations, the podcast from Tenet Health Central Coast. I'm Prakash Chandran. So, Mark, obviously the world has changed for all of us. I know that my wife and my family are getting used to all of this. How are things going for you?
Well, it certainly is a new world out there with the COVID-19 disease. Things are going well for us here at Tenet Health Central Coast in terms of being prepared and taking care of our Central Coast communities. You may not know that all hospitals practice this all the time. We have hospital incident command centers, and we routinely treat infectious and contagious diseases. Now, maybe not on such a scale as we're seeing right now with the pandemic, and nor under conditions of a federal, state, or county state of emergency, but we are prepared and we do practice this as a matter of routine. In fact, through our licensure surveys with the state and federal government validation surveys for CMS, we are required to show evidence of having been able to respond to such community contagions.
I see. It's so helpful to know that this is the checklist that you have been following for quite some time, regardless of whether we hear about it or not. I'm curious as to how you deal, though, with the volume. You know, how do you prepare the hospitals for something that is at this scale?
Well, that is perhaps something that is new to us, is looking at the potential for surges that would expand beyond our licensed bed volume. So working with the state and the feds and, of course, our county local public health department, we have received guidance from all parties in terms of where should we expand, what to be ready for, and how do we expand. And the states of emergency help us because the licensure rules for hospitals are very specific. But both hospitals have expansion room. At Sierra Vista, we have extra room in ICUs, which aren't used as much anymore. At Twin Cities, we have a 14-bed medical guard unit that we can expand into, and that's in cooperation with the state as well. We also have a still licensed but unused older ICU facility that we have recently upgraded and converted it to be ready to take patients should there be a surge countywide.
You know, as just a layperson, the only insight that I have into what's going on at the hospitals is what I watch on the news. So it's kind of exciting to talk to someone like you. What do you want someone like myself and the rest of the community to know?
You know, I would think for you, Prakash, and the rest of our communities, I just want you to know that, you know, we are ready, we have been ready, and we're actually working with our Dignity Health peers across town as well. So this is the time when we put competition aside and we all step to the fore. We realize that our communities right now are looking to those of us in healthcare to be the de facto community leaders in this time of health crisis. We all are aware of that, so we're working closely with our governing boards, our medical staffs, and all the professionals that work in our Tenet Health Central Coast hospitals to be prepared ourselves, to be as knowledgeable as possible about the disease and how to respond to the disease. But also, we know that, you know, our role now is more important than ever. And regardless of whether or not, you know, we are seen as essential personnel, you know, we are still taking care of people that are sick and in the hospital that don't have COVID-19. There's still trauma victims. There's still folks that were that we have, you know, some longer term chronic illnesses that are still test or still require our duty to maintain the care for these folks. So we're ready, and we just need the community to know and understand that we are ready. Little different times out there since, you know, we have restricted visitors. We're screening people that come into our hospitals now to protect our communities, to protect our workers, our employees, and our medical staff in the hospitals. But it is not without precedent that we are responding to times of community crisis. It's just what's without precedent is the scope that this is now a global pandemic.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm so glad that you brought up the fact that the hospital still has to run, or the hospitals still have to run as hospitals, and that there are still all the other diseases and things that you have to deal with on the day to day. So many people think you're only treating COVID-19 cases. So it's a good reminder. You know, for those of us that are able to help in the community, you know, what can people do to assist these hospitals or their fellow person in the community?
Well, that's a good question. I think there's a shared responsibility that we all have as citizens. Number one is to be up to date on the most accurate and valid information. And I would encourage everybody in the Central Coast community to go onto the county website called readyslow.org. Readyslow.org has up to date current information on the coronavirus and the county's responses to that and other rules and restrictions in the communities and what the statistics are with what the hospitals are treating right now for the disease. So first and foremost, I think as citizens, we have a duty to keep ourselves informed and educated. There's not much direct assistance that we are asking of our community right now, other than to follow the rules that the public health department has set forth. You know, social distancing is very important, and it can't be stressed enough that we need to make sure we flatten the curve of the infection rate community-wide so that the hospitals are not slammed all of a sudden with a gigantic surge in the first couple of days. But if there's going to be a lot of people infected and a lot of those people are going to need hospital care, we want to spread that out over a period of time so we don't stress our hospitals, our healthcare workers, and we can continue to provide safe and effective care for not only the non-infected patients, but also those that are suffering with the COVID-19. So two things to summarize: stay informed and up to date, and also follow the public health department's rules on social distancing, hand sanitizing, mask wearing, and so forth. And I think with that, we all become partners in our own care and the care of our communities. And it also instills us with a greater sense of social responsibility. Many people on the Central Coast already have a sense of social responsibility. But in this time of crisis, we need to take that one step further and hold each other accountable. And also, you know, during times of crisis like this, we do need to be a little bit more understanding all the time and a little bit more forgiving. And as we help each other and hold each other accountable, that's not with a hammer. It is more with a gentle hand, a gentle guiding hand. What I've seen in our communities is that people are coming together. We are bound by our geography, we're bound by community, and we're bound under the American flag. So it is heartening to me to see that, and I think that helps empower all of our employees and our medical staff and everybody else associated with the hospitals and delivering health care. It really is heartening to see Americans come together again in a crisis and move forward as one society, not with a bunch of little divisions that tend to pull us apart.
I couldn't agree more. And one thing that I wanted to speak to is, you know, I know some health practitioners that I am just so grateful for. You know, they're really out there just supporting the community. They're in the hospitals. And I imagine in your role as the CEO, there's a lot of pride that you must have around how hospitals are responding to this. Can you speak a little bit to that? Like, what are you the most proud of?
Well, I'm most proud of kind of what I already indicated, that our team is stepping up and stepping into the fore and really acting as community leaders at all levels. And, yeah, you know, in our hospitals, whenever I do orientation for our new employees, I ask everybody in the room, you know, I ask all the healthcare professionals in the room or all the new employees that consider themselves healthcare professionals to raise their hand. Sometimes just a few people raise their hands, and those are the nurses and the lab techs and so forth. But I tell everybody, you know what? Everybody should raise their hands. You're all healthcare professionals, regardless of what letters are after your name or level of education or degrees you hold. If you wear a Tenet Health Central Coast name badge, you are a healthcare professional, because everybody that walks in our door that is hurting, that is scared, that is in pain, they're all looking to us to help them out. And so it doesn't matter whether we're a clerk, whether we're a security officer, whether we work in food service or administration, we all have something to do to lead healthcare and improve the health of our communities here on the Central Coast. So I'm most proud of all the men and women that I've seen really step up, and courageously so, because all of these folks that work here have families of their own. And they have their own thoughts and concerns and maybe even fears about the future or what's happening outside of work. But you know what? They come to work every day on their shifts. They're brave, and they do, because they know that we are here not for ourselves, but we're here for other people. And I do want to put in a plug that I know there's a lot of people in our Central Coast community that want to help out, that maybe they're not working right now, maybe they're retired, but they want to help in some way. I know, because we get a lot of calls. Here's what people can do. If they go to the website I mentioned earlier, readyslow.org, they can actually go on the website. There's a button there to volunteer for the community's Medical Reserve Corps. I'm involved. I'm coordinating the effort right now for SLO County to stand up an 800-plus bed government-authorized alternate care site facility. This facility will have coronavirus-positive patients that are not yet sick enough to go to the hospital or have been discharged from the hospital and are too sick to go home. So they're going to an intermediate care facility that is designed to help the hospitals surge with more acute patients. Well, the county is running this alternate care site after we get this stood up, and we're working with a whole bunch of professionals from our community to get this thing created at Cal Poly. But once it's up and running, it's going to have to be manned by volunteers through the county. It'll be the county, it's the county site. And they're going to have to staff it. They staff it using their Medical Reserve Corps tool. So anybody that's out there, retired doctors or nurses or technicians, even veterinarians, even those without a healthcare background, can volunteer, because we're going to need people for admitting, registration, maintenance, and other ways to help maintain this alternate care facility at Cal Poly. So I would encourage everybody, if you want to help out, go to readyslow.org and sign up for the Medical Reserve Corps, and you can serve your community that way as well. So to summarize, I'm most proud of our community. I'm most proud of what we can do as Americans and Californians when we come together and put our mind to something. We're going to defeat COVID-19. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when at this point. And I am very honored to be a part of this community. I am honored to work among the men and women of Tenet Health Central Coast. And I'm just honored that in some way, there's a way for me to help support those that are really doing the hands-on healing.
Absolutely. And just one of the things that you said there is that we will beat this. And I am 100% positive of that. And it is so amazing to know that there are things that we can do in the community, like volunteer for that Medical Reserve Corps, to help out. And so, you know, just as we wrap up here, I want to project into the future a little bit and look at a world where we have defeated this virus. What do you personally hope to see as you look back on things?
As I look back, what do I hope to see from the future? Well, first, I think that this won't be the last time that we see a global pandemic. What I'm hoping as I look back at some point in the future, that I see our state of national preparedness a little bit higher to address global pandemics, because like it or not, we are a global society now. But I also hope to see that in every community across America and yes, across the world, that we have become a little closer, despite the social distancing that has been advocated for everybody. I think that I hope to see us come a little bit closer, to see humanity, treat ourselves with a little bit more humanity, And in the future, if we have to do this, it's not going to be such a panic or shock or scramble that we're going to say, yes, we've done this before, we can do it again, and we're going to continue to do it because we are, you know, and then fill in the blank. We are citizens of San Luis Obispo County. We're Californians, we're Americans, or we're citizens of the earth. Who knows? I think that this will fundamentally change our society. I believe the fundamental changes, there's going to be many good changes that come out of that. In the short term, I'll tell you that we have some work to do to help recover our communities, and every single local mom and pop business person, every business that has shut down or had to curtail businesses or furlough people, we're going to have to help them recover. So again, there's that community responsibility and that togetherness that I hope to see. I believe it will happen. I'm very confident that it will.
Absolutely. And I know that you're already taking the steps to make that happen. So I just want to thank you, Mark, so much today, and all the health care providers that you oversee, for everything that you're doing. I truly appreciate your time today and all of the insight. That's Mark Lisa, the Chief Executive Officer of Tenet Health Central Coast. Thanks for checking out this episode of Healthy Conversations. For more information, visit tenethealthcentralcoast.com or go to that website that Mark was talking about, readyslow.org. And if you're able, please do volunteer for the Medical Corps Reserve. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. This has been Healthy Conversations, the podcast from Tenet Health Central Coast. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.